In all you're getting, get wisdom.
Wisdom is the principal thing.
Through wisdom is a house built.
And by understanding, it is established.
Join Apostle Joshua Selman of Eternity Network International as he takes you on a journey into the wisdom of God's Word. Its intimacy, its partnership, its fellowship. This is Koinonia.
Name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Quickly before you sit, I want you to walk up to six people and give them a big hug and tell them Jesus loves you and I love you too. Hallelujah. Praise God. Koinonia, it's so good to be amongst us. Hallelujah. It's been a while. Hallelujah. It's been a while. And I must be honest with you, I've missed us. Hallelujah. By the special grace of God, this is my first ministration as a married man. You'll get there. Hallelujah. Worship people are always like that. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm excited to be here tonight. Hallelujah. And as God will help us, we'll just look into His Word and see how God helps us. Hallelujah tonight. Praise God. The Lord will bless you tonight. Hallelujah. The Lord will bless you tonight. He's a blessed Father. He's a good God. Amen. Very good. Father, thank you for your presence. Thank you for the presence of your blessed Holy Ghost. For without Him, we can do nothing. Are you aware of that? Hallelujah. Are you aware of that? Two things quickly. Tonight, as we trust God to build, the Lord showed me a vision. And in it, I saw a man building. Hallelujah. Building a fence. And the Lord began to reveal to me that a lot of us here in different levels. Are you following me tonight? And tonight, what the Lord intends to do, are you following me? The Lord wants to add more steps into some people's lives. Are you following me? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, blessed Father. Just in 1 minute, just go ahead and pray in other tongues. For those of us that can pray in the Spirit, go ahead and pray. Thank you, blessed Father. Lepro sacrata la barebondo shipretele baro pacato celebranda sie. Macredo shike palagarapata la barapacalebondo si palabababa. Thank you, Jesus. Lipa la crando si parabala barebose. Blessed be your name. Oh Lord, blessed be your name, oh Lord. Blessed be the one who reigns forevermore. Blessed be your name. In a vision, I saw very strange building. Like an underground. Are you following me? And how many of us know what they call a maze? With different outlets or different rooms. And in it, I saw somebody running inside. It was a maze. If you know what a maze is, it's... You see like corridors, many corridors that you may not be able to find an exit. Are you following me? And he was running inside that maze. And it's an underground maze, but on top of it, there was another maze. So that means even if he finds an exit in the first level, he will find another maze. Are you following me? And I saw a being. I saw a man's face. And suddenly what the man said was, the man was saying, let him see who delivered this person. That devil is a bastard. Are you following me? I was together with our boss yesterday and he was sharing something to me. Tonight I trust God to help our hearts. Because, listen to me, that the Lord will stretch out His hand and bring deliverance for you. Are you following me? Let me read a scripture for you. This is not where I'm going to tonight anyway. But let me just read it to help you. Genesis 37. I'll just pick out some few verses. I'll read verse 2. These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren. And the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and with the sons of Zilpah, his father's wife. And Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. Are you following me? Now, let's go to 4. And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceable unto him. Are you seeing this? 5. And Joseph dreamt a dream, and he told his brethren, and they hated him yet more. They hated him the first time. Are you following? Then another level of hatred. Let's continue. Now I want you to go to verse 8. And his brethren said to him, shall thou indeed reign over us, or shall thou indeed have dominion over us? Because he shared another dream to them. And hear what they said. And they hated him yet more for his dreams and for his words. Only Joseph. Are you following me? Now, don't stop there. At some point in time, I will not read the remaining story. His father sent him, gave him a beautiful coat of many colors, colorful dress. And the young man Joseph was to go to his brethren and give them food. Are you following? And when he got to them, the moment they saw him, see what this guy said. Verse 20. The moment they saw him, they said, look at the dreamer. No, now that's not verse 20 now. I'll go to verse 20 now. They looked at him and said, this is the dreamer. But see what they said. Come now, therefore, in verse 20, and let us slay him and cast him into some pit. And we will say some evil beast had devoured him. And we shall see what will become of his dreams. Listen to me. Whatever God had destined for you, are you following me? Please listen to me. Because the Bible speaking, when Jesus Christ came, he said, in the volumes of the book, it is written of me to do thy will. Are you following? Because in Psalms 136, you see the Bible telling us about that every substance and every form of me was fashioned. God saw everything. Are you following? So, this is what it means. It means what you are supposed to be. The Lord already knows. This is why the Bible says, I know the thoughts I think towards you. They are thoughts of good and not of evil, to bring you to an expected end. That means God has an expected end. Are you following? Just the way you write an exam, you're expected to graduate over some time, right? Now, God has an expected end for every child of God. Are you following? Now, sometimes, Satan brings his gimmicks through human vessels many times. Are you following? People that yield themselves to him. And the idea is this, is to kill the dream of a child of God. Are you following? So the intention was to kill him. And they now said, let's see what will come of him. What will happen to his dreams. I tell you the truth tonight. Every dream God has shown you, every vision the Lord has shown you, there is no devil on earth that will kill that dream. Hallelujah. No devil will torture you away from it. Even if a Potiphar's wife comes. Because at some point in time we noticed a Potiphar's wife came, right? Trying to still sway him away from the vision of God. She took his second coat. Hallelujah. Dash them, the coat. Hallelujah. Because before you, there's a beautiful regalia God has prepared. Because at some point in time, after all the trials and temptation, the first coat they destroyed. The second one she pulled and he left it for her. But listen to me. The Bible speaking, when Pharaoh, called him and called his kingsmen and said they should call Joseph, and he gave him a beautiful robe. Are you following what I'm saying? And the Lord will beautify you. The Lord will give you that which is yours. Hallelujah. And put you in a place of influence. Hallelujah. And I trust God tonight. I want you to understand something. I want you to see that beyond this level and beyond this realm, you must seek to be a blessing even to your generation. Are you following what I'm saying? You must realize that is what God plans. Small you may be sitting there quietly, but only God knows what he's intended for you. Are you following? But gradually by his spirit as he leads us. Because when you read that scripture, let me show you a scripture that blew my mind. You may see yourself and call yourself small. Genesis still. Genesis 47. Higher. Genesis 47. Listen to me. As long as you're a child of God and you carry the blessing of God, let me tell you the truth. Even Potiphar had this to say. He said that he is aware that he's blessed because of Joseph. Are you following? That the Lord has blessed me. I'm blessed because of you. Are you following what I'm saying? Now see what happened here. This is Joseph, Jacob now. Jacob was experiencing famine in the land. Are you following? But he went to the land of Egypt where there was abundance. But you know what amazed me here? Children of God. Is this. In verse 7 now of chapter 47. And Joseph brought Jacob his father and set him before Pharaoh. And Jacob blessed Pharaoh. Jacob blessed Pharaoh. How can a man that left a land that is hungry, are you following? Come and bless. You know why? Because upon you, you carry the blessing. See, this is why, regardless of who the president of the country is, listen to me, when he goes to meet some of our fathers in the faith, he will kneel down for them to pray for him. Are you understanding? This is because what you carry, the kind of person God has destined you and called you to be, precious saints, many times believers don't realize what they are. But bless God for men like this. If you still read two verses down, you see that the Bible still told us again that Jacob still blessed Pharaoh, the king of the world at that point in time. A mortal man that had the earth, the heavenly father, the heavenly God watching over him. Because the blessing is upon us. Are you following? The blessing is upon us. In 1 minute, as we look into his word, I want you to pray one prayer. Because what I'll be sharing with us briefly is very strategic, very important. Apostle asked me that over and over, that he noticed that some of us in this house need this message. Are you following me? In Psalms, the Bible reveals to us that the Lord, God revealed his way to Moses, and he reveals his acts to the children of Israel. In Psalm 119, the psalmist prayed a prayer and he said, "Open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law." Because you know what? Doesn't it surprise you that the Pharisees that were the ones on the Sabbath, they will stand and read the very scrolls. They told Herod where to find Jesus Christ. They knew the prophecies, but guess what? They were fulfilling prophecy with their hands and killing the King of Glory. They read Isaiah 53 to their people. How the Lamb will be crucified, how he will be slain. All they read that to the people, but listen to me. They were fulfilling the scripture they themselves taught. Because the spirit of revelation, their eyes were not opened. Tonight I want you to pray prayer. Because you may be coming to the presence of God, and listen to me, there's an unveiling. God needs to open our eyes to behold things. Even the disciples that had been with Jesus Christ for years in Luke, the Bible said they were walking with Jesus Christ, they did not recognize him. At some point in time when he spoke to them later, the Bible says when he broke bread, their eyes were opened. Because there's an unveiling. Until the Lord breathes upon his word and gives it light, many times people just see and they read it through and they walk away. So pray prayer quickly and ask the Lord and say, "Lord, grant me the spirit of revelation. Open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your angels. Thank you for your angels. Bakaropandes ipala rapareo shike parararada bakonde sidi barabadesia. Thank you, blessed Father. Angels of God. Thank you, blessed Father. Paros y palacande shipofala rapidendos. For many years, I grew up in the church, but to be honest with you, I was blind to many things, precious things, I tell you. As a matter of fact, even when I came into this school and we met with Apostle, my 100 level, we're friends then, I was still sharing something. I told her, I said, man of God, I still had some strange religious revelations that blocked my eyes. You need to see me. If you saw me in my days, even in University of Jos, before I came here, my God, I'll carry a big Bible. I didn't used to play then. I'll carry my Bible and put it here. And the way I walk, holy. We just tell sisters, bless you from afar. Hallelujah. But little did I know that there was still so much in God. Are you following? Little did I know that there was still so much in God. But tonight, when I stumbled upon this dimension of God, my life changed. I'll be sharing with us on the transforming power of the Holy Spirit tonight. If it's too long for you media guys, just put it as the outpouring of the Spirit. If it's too long for you. The transforming power of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit. Thank you, blessed Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. What do we mean by transformation? I'm not talking about transformation agenda. Hallelujah. Praise God. Transformation is a marked change. Note that word, a marked. Or you can replace it with a word, a notable change. In the nature, appearance, and form of something. Hallelujah. Now I want you to take note of something, please. Tonight. The only person that has the ability to change a man is God. Agreed? And listen to me. The way God changes things, He changes them by the power of His Spirit. They are two powerful, should I use the word, instruments. Or let me say channels God uses to change things. Whether it changes system, possibly if the country needs help. Are you following? If God needs to change a country, God doesn't just come and remove the country. Are you following? Usually what God uses, He uses a man, because it's men that function in a system. Are you following? So the moment God gets into a man, changes the man, then the man is able to change the system. Are you following what I'm saying? So when we talk about maybe changing a system, changing our world, changing the country, whatever, okay? Now listen to me. The proper way of change is that the change has to come through the man. Are you following? And usually God has to get a man. This is why the Bible says, God said, I sought for a man to stand in the gap. So God looked for a man to stand in the gap. Because there was a gap. But the Lord did not build a bridge. Are you following? He didn't build a bridge. But the Lord looked for a man to stand in the gap. Why? Because a man functions. So even when there was a gap between creation and God, God brought in a man. Are you following? God came in form of a man, Jesus Christ, and then to change the scenario that was on ground then. Hallelujah. Now I want you to know something. I told you something. I said God uses two major channels. But listen to me. Those two major channels I'll be focusing on a personality tonight, the person of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And person of the Holy Ghost, I want you to know the person of the Holy Ghost and the Word agree as one. Media, if you can help me project 1 John 5:7, okay? 1 John 5:7, quickly. Then why media helping us bring up that scripture? We'll go to Genesis 1. Okay, media, let me look for it myself in my Bible. Hallelujah. Oh, let's go to Genesis. Genesis 1, quickly. Genesis is the first book of the Bible. Amen? It's on page 2 in my Bible. Hallelujah. Don't mind me, I'm just being naughty. Hallelujah. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. This scripture is so popular. But listen to me. In that rendering, the Bible said, what God said there was, light be. Are you following? He didn't just say, let there be light. He said, light be. In the Pidgin language translation, only you know what that means. Hallelujah. I will not go into it. Hallelujah. But somebody said, light show. Right? Hallelujah. As long as you understand. Praise God. Now listen to me. God said, light be. That's the Hebrew rendering now. In English, he said, let there be light. Because there was a chaotic situation on ground. The earth was void and formless. Now you expect that God will bring a tool and begin to shape in the earth. But the Lord just spoke a word and said, light be, because the Spirit of God has been hovering. Because I want you to understand something. In renewing things and creating things and remodeling things, trying to reconfigure things, usually the Lord uses the Holy Ghost and His Word. Are you following? These twin beings, they function as one. Are you following what I'm saying? Where you see the Spirit of God work, the Word of God functions there. Are you following what I'm saying? Isaiah 32:15. We may read some few scriptures in this beginning part. Holy God, Spirit of the living God, He's the Holy Ghost, Spirit of the living God. Now please follow this scripture carefully. The Bible says, until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high, the wilderness will be a fruitful field, and the fruitful field will be counted for a forest. Listen to me. If you want change, as God wants change, what God does is this. He pours out His Spirit. Are you following what I'm saying? Because the moment the Holy Ghost comes into a place, this is why when the earth was void and dark, what the Lord did was, He introduced the Spirit. The Spirit was hovering. And suddenly the Lord said, light be. Because the Holy Spirit is involved in creation. Are you following what I'm saying? How do I know this? Let's prove this. Psalms 104:30. Psalms 104:30. We are going somewhere tonight. Psalms 104:30. Okay. Thou sendest forth thy Spirit, they are created, and thou renewest the face of the earth. The moment the Lord sends His Spirit, His Spirit comes and recreates, changes. Hallelujah. It is a combined process. Now listen to me. This is why, please pay attention to me. When the Spirit of God comes, are you following? He comes upon a man. He anoints the man. But listen to me, many times men are anointed, but few men are godly. Are you understanding what I'm saying? What do I mean by godly? I mean, few men carry the fear of the Lord. This is why this is very important tonight. Are you following? Now there are two areas, two very important areas I want us to focus on tonight. I told you something. I said, when the Holy Ghost comes, for instance, my friend, Pastor Dave, one of my friends, you guys may not know him, but some of you may be thinking now, trying to scan through all the Koinonia ministers, scan through all the guys you've been seeing sitting here. He's not here. Hallelujah. Pastor Dave used to smoke Igbo. Pressure says he will smoke Igbo, sit down. He sleeps with ladies. Then he told me he sleeps with ladies about 5 times a week. Maybe it's only Sundays that he doesn't do it. Because when he tries to say, let's honor God on Sundays. Are you following? Now, listen to me. One day, he stumbled upon Paul Enenche's fire conference in University of Jos. And the next thing we knew, we saw him carry a Bible and walk up to us. I was like, what happened to you? Because we're surprised. We knew he was a very bad boy. And suddenly, this same guy began to share posters. Began to invite people for programs. Began to spend hours and pray in tongues. One of the first times after a week when he got born again, he prayed in tongues for 18 hours. 18 solid hours. 18. He began to see visions. This guy transformed. Now, it didn't just happen like that, precious things. There was an encounter. Are you following what I'm saying? He had an encounter with the person of the Holy Ghost. It came upon him. So you may be seeing a very bad girl, a very bad boy, and to you, you feel these guys are off it. They are off the track. But listen to me. Who told you so? Ask Saul, the man called Paul that wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. He persecuted the church to a point that when he became born again, the church rested. They were happy. When he became born again, the church were happy. They said, the Bible said, they had peace. The church had peace when one man gives life to Christ. He was persecuting the church and he was such a terrible man. To a point that when he got born again and came to the meetings, believers were running away from him. Because they were like, the same people that preached about God were surprised that, you mean God can change this guy? You know, there are some people like that, I'm sure. When you see them in church, you'll be like, as in, is this koinonia? Abi? But it happens, precious things. Two things quickly. Now the first thing I want you to know that when the Holy Spirit comes into a man's life, he changes the man's heart. Very important. He changes a man's heart. Then, after he changes a man's heart, the next thing the Holy Spirit begins to walk upon is he walks on the outside of the man. When I mean outside, he begins to walk through the man's soul now to function through the anointing and all the rest. But many times, a lot of people are focused on that. Are you following? So, when the Holy Spirit comes, we just believe his coming is to make people pray in tongues and just do miracles and that's all. No. Now, there's a very important aspect of his transformation process he does. That he walks in the heart of a man first. Quickly, let's see this scripture. 1 Samuel 10:1. Media guys, quickly help me, please. 1 Samuel 10:1. 1 Samuel 10:1. Alright, beautiful. Now, please, if you know this story very well, it was a story of Saul, okay? Saul from Kish now. The Bible said, then Samuel took a vial of oil and poured it upon his head and kissed him and said, is it not because the Lord had anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance? Now, quickly, go to verse 3. Verse 3. Then shalt thou go on forward from thence, and thou shalt come to the plain of Tabor, and there shall meet there 3 men going up to God to Bethel. Going up to God. They were going up to God, okay? One carrying 3 kids, and another carrying 3 loaves of bread, and another carrying a bottle of wine. Continue. Go to 5. Please follow me carefully tonight. After that, thou shalt come to the hill of God. Samuel was describing to him. He said, you will meet people that are even going to follow God. Are you following? He said, they will come to the presence, to the hill of God, a very holy place. Where is the garrison of the Philistines? And it shall come to pass, when thou art come thither to the city, that thou shalt meet a company of prophets coming down from the high place with a psaltery and tabret and a pipe and a harp before them, and they shall prophesy. The next. And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them, and shall be turned You shall be turned into another man. You shall be turned the moment the Holy Ghost comes. Samuel was telling him that you will be turned. This is how you can find the explanation for Samson. Samson was, I want you to understand something. The pictures we see with Samson with muscles, forget that. That one is cartoon. Are you following what I'm saying? I'm telling you, Samson was just like an ordinary guy, possibly like me. I doubt if he will be as big as Pastor Femi, I doubt. Or bigger, possibly, you know, some of the protocol guys are big, like Charles. Where's Charles? Big guys. Or like our drummer here, big. Are you following? But listen to me. You know, some muscular guys, when you see Hulk Hogan and all the rest, that is just film freaks. Are you following? Samson was like an ordinary guy. But something happened. Suddenly, the Philistines will notice that this same guy we see, frail looking, this is why it amazed them. I'm sure if Samson was very big and muscular, when they were looking for him, they would have said, this must be the guy. He looks very strong. Are you following what I'm saying? But suddenly, the Holy Ghost will come upon him. And he will remove a gate, a whole gate, and carry it down a city and throw it. At some point in time, he took a jaw, just a jaw, an ass's jaw. And he used it to kill how many thousand soldiers? About 6,000. One man. You see men in scripture that did exploits. That when the Spirit of God came upon them, one killed about 300 men. Only him. How can one man kill 300 men? It's not Chinese Timu. Are you following what I'm saying? But what are we trying to say tonight? We're trying to say this man was an ordinary man. As a matter of fact, possibly he was a bit careless because he was looking for his father's ass. So he may be a man that is not so careful. Are you following? To details. He may not pay attention to so much details. But he lost his father's ass and he was going to look for it. An ordinary man. And suddenly when the Holy Ghost came, they saw him prophesy. So some of the Israelites looked and said, is Saul also a prophet? Are you following what I'm saying tonight? But listen to me. Thou shalt be turned into another man. Thou shalt be turned into another man. And in verse 9, let's go to verse 9. And it was so that when he had turned his back to go from Samuel, God gave him another heart. And all those signs came to pass. God gave him another heart. Now, this is where my message starts tonight. I'm going to be using this guy to speak to us. There are two souls I'll speak to us about. This soul and the soul in New Testament. Are you following what I'm saying? The anointing came upon Saul. The Holy Ghost came upon him. The transforming power of the Holy Spirit came upon him. And suddenly, Saul became another man and began to prophesy. The anointing came upon him. The kingly anointing. But listen to me. Aside from that, we see that the Bible said God gave him another heart. But this is what surprises me. Because at some point in time, you find out that Saul began to misbehave. The Lord gave him a direct instruction. And instead of him to destroy everything, he kept some. And he didn't even present it to God first. It was when Samuel told him that, did you do everything that God asked you to do? Are you following what I'm saying? He was afraid of the people. This is why he broke that law first. At some point in time too, later you find out that this same great man was trying to kill David. How can a great man like this change suddenly? And David will be worshipping. Suddenly he will take his spear and throw it at David. David escaped him many times. Many times. To a point that at some point in time, David caught his robe. And David actually sent it to him, telling that he had the opportunity to kill him. But because he's the anointed of God, he didn't do it. But you know the amazing thing? I expected that, you see, Saul should repent and say, God, please forgive me. And I changed my ways. But listen to me. Saul still continued to a point that it led to his death. He walked off the course of God. An anointed man. Because the Holy Ghost came upon him. Changed him, but listen to me. This is why I want to focus on this a little tonight. The heart. The heart. Precious saints, the heart. Listen to me. We must let the Holy Ghost transform us from within. Men-
Many times people get conscious of the outside only, and we stop there. So we allow his transformation process only outside. So you see a man powerfully anointed, walking in signs and wonders, but listen to me, suddenly you find out that there are things inside him he's not let God to break off. Judas casted out devils with the remaining disciples. Judas walked in terrible anointing too. He was anointed. But I was surprised, because the same guy, when a woman came with the alabaster box, she broke it in the feet of Jesus Christ. She used her hair to rub everything. Judas was looking at it. When others were saying it was even a waste, you know what Judas was saying? He was saying, child, this money, his own was even the money he was looking at. A man that stayed with Jesus Christ, had the teachings of Jesus Christ, stayed with Jesus, but not, he never was changed from within. And he betrayed the Lord. Even when Jesus Christ said, somebody on this table will betray me, Judas was saying, now you sabi. He said, that's your problem. As long as I make the money, when I sell you, when I betray you, you will use your power and you will rescue yourself. You've done it before. After all, they wanted to throw you off a cliff and you pass through the people. You can always do it again. They may even tie you, and who knows, the anointing of Samson may come upon you and you lose the bands. Who knows? And Judas sold him. But it's amazing, because this same guy was amongst those that came and said, Lord, we casted out devils. The devils were subject to us. Acts 13:21. Thank you, blessed Father. Acts 13:21. Are we there? And after all, they desired a king, and God gave them unto them Saul, and the son of Kish, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, by the space of 40 years. Continue. 22. And when they had removed him, he raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom also he gave the testimony and said, I have found David the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, which shall fulfill my will. Precious saints, listen to me. We bless God for the anointing. But listen to me, there's a transformation process the Holy Spirit comes to do. Many times, we forget and we refuse to permit him to finish that work within us. Are you following me? And that work helps us, fashions us to pursue the will of God. That work fashions our heart to pant after God, to love him sincerely. Now, if that is lacking, because if Saul had a panting for the will of God, you know what? God will not need to remove him. Are you following? Because he was still anointed. David said he's still anointed. So the anointing remained upon him. But you know what? Because his heart was not right, God could not walk with him. If your heart is not right, if my heart is not right, listen to me, God will not walk with you. God will not walk with me. Are you following me? He was used. As he was used, he was discarded. Are you following me tonight? So what do we need to do? Do not harden your heart. We'll learn to yield, to let our hearts be open to the Holy Ghost. Do not harden your heart. Because he wants to transform us from within. And he uses the agency of his spirit. That's what God uses in his word. Do not harden your heart. Let your heart flow with love. Let it flow with love. Let it flow with the fear of God. Then allow the renewing of the mind. The Bible says, guard thy heart with all diligence. For out of it, in other translations, it says, flows the forces of life. In King James, it said, the issues of life. The Bible says, guard it. It didn't say God will come and guard it for you. Are you following? We need to guard our hearts. Ephesians 5:18, quickly. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians 5:18, quickly. And be not drunk with wine wherein in excess, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. Now go to Colossians. Colossians 3:10. Colossians 3:10. If you can help us find it too, quickly. 3:10. Okay, beautiful. and have put on the new man, which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of him that's created. Continue. Where there is neither Greek nor... Please go to 14. Just go to 14. He said, and above these things, put on charity. Are you following? God is saying, he didn't say the Holy Spirit will put it on for you. The Holy Ghost will help you. This is what the Holy Ghost helps do. He helps to put these things on a believer. Are you following what I'm saying? He said, he will put on. Paul was admonishing the church. He said, put on love. Are you following? Because these things function from within. Let me give you a quick story. John Gillick was sharing. John Gillick is a very great servant of God that walked upon the surface of this earth. I don't remember the exact year he lived. But listen to me, he shared a very interesting story. He said, at some point in time, he was in a meeting and a young man of God, anointed evangelist, was ministering. And about 100 sick people were lined up. He prayed for 100 of them. All of them fell under the anointing. All. They fell under the anointing and they got up. John Gillick sat down and was watching carefully. And after the meeting, John Gillick called him. I said, young man, come. The guy was so impressed. Maybe he was thinking John Gillick would say, man, you are anointed, boy. And give him a handshake. I said, man, I was terribly blessed. Possibly if I was the one, I want that. Hallelujah. That he was so blessed. Imagine if I had Bonke sitting here. Hallelujah. Papa Oedepo. And minister and people fall. This whole line. Fall. My fall. Power. And I'll be like, wow. And Rehad Bonke said, Jigs, come. Jigs, come. Come. I was blessed. Terribly blessed. Shake me. I was like, wow, this is great. But you know what? John Gillick told him that out of the 100 people you prayed for, only 25 were healed. The first 25 you prayed for were healed. Listen to me, I'll tell you a true story. Upon this campus, when we began to pray for the sick and all that, personally, when I pray for the sick, sometimes, many times, I like closing my eyes. This is my own style. It helps me to just check myself. Sometimes I close my eyes. Most times, I look down. This is me. Everybody has his own method. The guy was surprised. John Gillick told him that the reason was because the moment you were praying for the first 25 people, you were focused on Jesus and you were allowing the Holy Ghost flow from the realm of love. Listen to me, most of the miracles Jesus Christ did, virtually all the miracles recorded, the Bible says he was moved with compassion. Even when he multiplied bread, he was moved with compassion. When he saw a woman going to bury her child, he was moved with compassion. He touched the casket. The baby, the boy came back to life. Are you following? He was moved with compassion. But many times, that guy was ministering. When 25 people fell, he just said, wow. See, piles of body on the floor. He started ministering. People were still falling. 100 people, 25 only got healed. 25 over 100, is it a pass? F9 or C or A? Which one? So, he had F9. When we started up ministry on this campus, before you think we were saints, there were times, initial times I started up on campus, to be honest with you, some of a few times, I'll see people fall. My God! I was like, wow! Power! And you know what? Some of those times, I'll just lose focus of Jesus. I'm telling you. Until I stumbled upon that story. And I had to ask myself, I said, Jakes, when you lay hands on people and when you're ministering to them, what is your focus? Because many times you may spend all your energy, this is for ministers now and guys that minister, you can spend your energy and you are focused on the person falling. The person will fall. The anointing, you channel the power and your faith to make the person fall. You didn't channel it to heal the person. I'm telling you, your anointing, the power of God flowing through you, you channeled it to make somebody fall. And it could have healed the person. Are you following me? Because as you focus, it's like seeing visions. You focus on something. Are you following? You focus on the path of the word and the revelation jumps out. So you focus and you are thinking, you are looking, hoping for a falling. And the person falls actually. But guess what? you didn't get that person blessed. Why? Because you didn't allow the workings of the Holy Ghost flow through love, through the bowels of compassion. In 1 John, he began to speak and said, if you see your brother in need, in hunger, and you shut up your bowels of compassion, that means you can shut the bowels of compassion. You close the door of compassion. Let the Holy Ghost change within. I must confess to you, it doesn't just happen in one day. It's a process. Are you following me? It's a process. Luke 2:27. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, Jesus Christ. Sorry, this is not a scripture I want to read. Lord, help me. Let me look for it somewhere. Just a moment. Hallelujah. Are we getting blessed tonight? Please, are you following me tonight? Blessed Jesus, thank you. All right, sorry, I wanted to read Luke 1:18. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit and was in the desert till the day of his showing unto Israel. Now, why I read this scripture to you, this is John the Baptist. The Bible says, even after he was born and the anointing was upon him, he had been called and he would be a prophet. The Bible said he was in the desert. God was forming something in him. Are you following what I'm saying? Until the day of his shofar. It happened to Jesus Christ too. I hope you know Jesus Christ was born and anointed, right? The anointing had not come upon him, but listen to me. The Bible said he grew in spirit. Are you following? He grew in stature and in favor with man and with God. Are you following? Now, Jesus, at the age 12, was coming to the temple and he was hearing people teach. He was being changed. Now, why am I sharing this to you? Because I told you that the Holy Spirit uses the agency of his word to transform us from within. Are you following what I'm saying? He transforms us from within with the agency of his word. Quickly. Thank you, Jesus. Luke chapter 4, verse 1. Are we there? And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Go to verse 14. And Jesus returned. Listen to me. He went to the wilderness. Are you following what I'm saying? He was full of the Holy Ghost when he left. Are you following? The Bible now said he returned because there was another dimension of God that had worked in him. Something had been fashioned in him. And the Bible says he returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. A transformation had happened from within. No wonder in John, he looked and he said, the prince of this world cometh and he findeth nothing in me. Because the Lord had worked so much in him through the instrumentality of his word. Listen to me. People don't just call us Christians because we speak in tongues. Are you following what I'm saying? That's not just it. They call us Christians because they see the life and the character of God fashioned in us. So, I speak in tongues on stage here. That's not what guarantees that I'm a Christian. No. The first guys they called Christians. Let me show you that scripture. Acts of the Apostle now. Yes, Acts of the Apostle. Help me find that scripture. Acts of the Apostle 11:26. Acts of the Apostle 11:26. Thank you, Jesus. And when they have found him. Now, before I read this, please pay attention. The guy Saul I told you about. This is Saul in New Testament. The Paul. Was persecuting the church. And on one of his missions, he encountered the light of God. Jesus met him on the way. And he was changed and transformed. Are you following? Now something happened. I want you to know that this is Acts 11. That happened around Acts chapter 9. When he encountered God. Listen to me. Between chapter 9 and chapter 11, it was like a span of 8 years. When this event happened. When you look at it chronologically in scripture and when you follow theology. And he stayed with God. And He stayed with the word of God. The word was fused in him to a point that this guy went, and you know, and when he had found him, he brought him onto Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. They were teaching the word, and the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. I thought they would be called Christians when they got filled with the Holy Ghost in Acts 2. Are you following what I'm saying? You will think they will be called Christians then. But listen to me. They were called Christians because they were behaving like Christ. Now the word had entered them. Paul has spent 8 years with God. God had fashioned in him life. He had been formed. Christ had been formed through the revelation of the word in him and in his heart. And he came out, he began to teach what he had. And as he spent some time with them, a whole year, teaching them the word, the guys were changed. So people began to see them. And they began to see these guys behave like Christ. Character. Jesus was formed. They began to see these guys, replicas of Jesus. So the Holy Ghost began to walk in them. And people began to see it. Now the second aspect I want to talk about as we prepare to close tonight is this. Is the outworking now of his power. Listen to me, you know, I paid attention very well to the inward, because you know, we can come here and just trust God and pray, and the usual thing will happen where people just get blessed, speak in tongues, get excited in the spirit, impartations and all, listen to me, but I want you to pay attention to the workings of the spirit inside you. In Isaiah 11 now from verse 2. Help me look for it. Isaiah 11 from verse 2. I want you to see the sevenfold. That's the perfect dimension of the Spirit of God working in our lives. Because Isaiah 11:2. And the Spirit of the Lord. Now this is one dimension of him. The Spirit of Lordship. That's the Spirit of Dominion. Are you following? The Spirit of Dominion. This was Isaiah prophesying about Jesus. Because upon Jesus Christ, I told you, Jesus Christ functioned in this fully. He was transformed from within. And there was an outworking of the Spirit of God. Now, the powers we're talking about now, okay? The power in the Bible, especially in Ephesians, the four words that capture it, and which is applicable to a believer. Four words, exousia. Exousia means... Exousia. Don't worry, the anointing will still move. With or without, what they call it, lapel, right? Now, please listen to me. Exousia, that means the outworkings of, exousia is the delegated authority. For instance, I look at Ken and I say, Ken, please, come. Go to welfare and I'm supposed to have a meeting with them. Please represent me. I'm delegating authority to him. Are you following what I'm saying? Please sit, Ken. Now, the other is Iskos. Forget those names. They're all Greek. I'm just trying to explain something. Don't worry. Greek names don't mean, if you know Greek, does not mean you are going to heaven. Hallelujah. It's just to help us understand some things in Ephesians. Now, Paul used those words. I'm just trying to bring out something. That's why I'm using those words. Iskos. When the word Iskos is used, power, it talks of a dimension of a power that is generated in the spirit man. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, when I begin to pray in tongues, only me. That's why Paul said that he that prays in tongues edifies himself. That's Iskos. Are you following what I'm saying? Iskos. The prayer that your spirit man becomes strengthened. Now, there is another one. Kratos. Kratos is the revelation of the word. Kratos, the revelation of the word. Let me explain how that works. You can be reading the word and suddenly light jumps out from scripture. It hits your spirit. And you look like, I'm the blessed of the Lord. You're not just saying it. It's a revelation that echoes in your spirit. It's a reality. Are you following what I'm saying? So, you move with it throughout that day. You are thinking the word is so alive. Somebody touches you. You say, I'm the blessed of the Lord. You are blessed. You are too conscious of that. Are you understanding me? Or the scripture that I shall not die. I shall live to declare the good works of the Lord. Are you following? Now, many people can claim that scripture. Are you following? But the scripture is alive. That's kratos. That's what happened when Ezekiel was saying. And that when he spoke to me, His spirit entered me and start me on my feet. The word entered him. Some men of God, when they teach the word of God, many times these anointings are released to people. This transforming power of God's spirit. Now the last is dunamis. Dunamis is more of the outworkings of God's power. For instance, we begin to worship God now. Are you following? And the power of God begins to move and begins to heal people. Now that's the outworking. That's what Jesus was saying, that as he was teaching, he realized that the power of God was present to heal. The power. So the woman touching with the issue of blood, something left his body. He said, virtue has left me. Now that's dunamis. Because it's a release of the outworkings. Now I will tie this whole message. Because I'm talking about the outworkings now of his power. I told you about how the word, the Lord wants to crystallize Jesus in us through his word. First, in our spirit man. Now, the two power dimensions that apply to that is Kratos. That's the word now crystallized in your spirit, and Iskos. That one happens in your spirit man. When your spirit man is strengthened, is strong, you are meditating on the word. The word is changing you, and you are doing what the word is showing you. Are you following? You are doing it. You're obeying the will of God through his word. And your spirit man is taken off. This is why Jesus Christ said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds forth from the mouth of God. Meaning, your spirit man requires the word of God. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, the spirit of the Lord. I said the spirit of dominion. And the spirit of wisdom. That's another dimension of the Holy Ghost. In the Old Testament, you see some of these manifest. I will not go into them, not to waste time. And understanding, that's another dimension. The spirit of understanding. In the new creation, you see them as the five gifts. Word of knowledge, word of wisdom. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, the spirit of counsel. There's a spirit of counsel. It's a dimension of the Holy Ghost. And might. The spirit of knowledge. Then, and the fear of the Lord. Many times, many people don't allow this dimension, the last dimension, many times to function. The fear of the Lord. Yirat Adonai. The fear. The reverential fear of the Lord. The reverential. Now, this is one of the strongest, because, you know, it ties the rest. Because with knowledge, the Bible says knowledge puffs up. Paul was saying it. This is what makes some young guys... Sometimes when you go for some meetings, Janka went for a meeting, he said, God, the young guy just stood and he said, you guys don't like praying. He was telling people, and there may be old people sitting there in that meeting. This is why when you see apostle talk many times, he talks with respect. You know why? He realizes that this dimension of the Holy Spirit, for the fact that you're anointed, does not mean you don't have common sense, right? So you may be speaking to people, different people came for koinonia. There are different people, there may be people that are dangerous men of God and are sitting there. They just came to be blessed. And an arrogant guy comes because they gave you microphone and Bible. You climb the stage and said, you guys need to grow. You need to grow. And you are talking and you are removing yourself from the message. Who are you? Arrogance. If you allow this dimension of the Holy Ghost flow, that real Yirat Adonai, the fear of the Lord, the spirit of reverence, that is the spirit that makes one stand and he trembles in the presence of the Lord. There's no time I preach and I'm confident that, wow, just climb stage, hold the microphone, nine. I say, God help. I'm telling you, when you get to a point where you feel, see, you can give me the Bible, I can preach a lot from many places, but listen to me. I'm conscious that when I preach in my strength, people will not get blessed. Do you understand the point? And in heaven, it's not going to record good for me. So what do you do? You run to the altar and hold him and say, God, let this dimension of your spirit hold me and embrace me. Then you speak from that standpoint. Thank you, Jesus. Mark 1:12. Mark 1:12. And immediately the spirit driveth him into the wilderness. Underline the word drive. If you can underline it in your Bible, fine. I underlined it in my own. God is not saying you should underline it. I'm just saying if you can. Hallelujah. Now, the Bible said the Spirit driveth him higher. How many of you have seen a man drive a car? The car is just sitting like that, right? And the driver just slides in and sits on the driver's seat, puts in the key, turns the ignition, and he drives the car wherever he wants to drive it. Now, Jesus was so yielded to the Holy Ghost. What level of transformation? If you can let the Lord, if you can let the Lord, if we can let the Lord sit in us and drive us. Are you following what I'm saying? The Lord moves you the way He wants. A car does not have a wheel. How many, who has seen a car that tells your guy, oh God, I don't want to move today? The day you see that kind of car, I'm sure I'll run out. Are you following? But it has no will of His own. His will is subdued under the will of the owner. So that's how the Lord wants to function, the Holy Ghost. Like just sitting and drives. The Bible says, and He was led. He was driven. The Holy Ghost drove Him into the wilderness. Drove Him into the wilderness. Now I want you to know something. I told you about the outer workings of the Spirit of God. Because when the Holy Ghost begins to work, He brings honor in the life of a believer. Are you following what I'm saying? The outward workings of His Spirit. You see honor. You see glory. And listen to me. When the Holy Spirit, we allow Him function in our lives to a point where He breaks through the spirit man. And our physical body will begin to respond to the power of God. Are you following what I'm saying? The Holy Ghost, His power doesn't just transform inside only. It transforms inside and begins to extend outside. Are we following? Listen to me. A quick story. Daniel now. Daniel allowed the spirit of wisdom to work in his life to a point where, you know what? They threw him into the den of lions. I wonder what the lions were doing. Possibly they were just robbing him. They were trying to eat him, but they could not just try. Why? Have you seen, is it possible for an animal to eat a spirit? Is it possible for an animal to eat a spirit? That's because, you know, there was a higher power. His configuration had changed. This is why when they brought a human being that was flesh, before they landed, the lion finished them. Now you may say, that was Daniel. Now, Acts of the Apostle. Let me show you a quick scripture. We'll soon pray. Acts of the Apostle 28 verse 3. Acts of the Apostle 28 verse 3. Thank you very much. They are underlining that scripture very well. Now see, the Bible says, and when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on him, on his hand. Continue. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he had escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffered not to live. Continue. And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. Continue. Howbeit they looked when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly. But after they had looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god. In Hausa, they'll say, Waname. I don't know what it will mean in Hausa, but I'm not sure it will be called Allah. I don't know. Hallelujah. But Yoruba, for those that are Yoruba or Igbos. So they look, turned to your neighbor and said, you're a god. This dimension of the Holy Ghost, when we allow Him function through us, listen to me, honestly speaking, precious saints, as I prepare to tie this message tonight, if we allow the Holy Ghost function, see, the transforming power of the Holy Ghost can alter a man. Jesus wanted to show his disciples something and he said, come. Three of them, he went to the Mount of Transfiguration. And the Bible said, when he prayed, you know what? His raiment was altered. Do you know that in Luke, when he came down from the mountain, the Bible said the people ran to him, they were amazed. If you read it in Luke, he said they were amazed. There was something they saw. Moses stayed with God for 40 days. And suddenly, as he stayed with the presence of God, the Bible said the Shekinah of God's glory will come and tabernacle. As he comes down from the mountain, at some point, the people could not look at him. They said, please, just, you are so bright. A man called Stephen, the Bible says Stephen was so full of the Holy Ghost. He was so altered by the power of God's Holy Spirit. That when he was speaking to the council of Jews, they looked at him and the Bible said, they looked at his face like an angel. Before their eyes, he was transformed. There was an alteration. Jesus began to pray. And at some point in time, when they wanted to throw him through the cliff, you know, he passed through them. And when the glory of God, in Romans, the Bible says, the glory was risen by the holiness of God, the glory of God. When the Holy Ghost came upon him and he got out of the grave, he passed through the walls. Are you following what I'm saying? Because there can be an alteration of even our mortal bodies. When the power of God's Holy Spirit is resident, when we allow the Holy Ghost to transform us from within, listen to me, when he's transformed us from within so much, we allow him function in us, our bodies begin to respond to it too. Hallelujah. This is what Paul began to experience. I'm not saying you go and put your hand close to a viper, a snake. One foolish American pastor tried that and he died. Instanta. He was testing God. He was tempting himself. He went to pack snakes, poisonous snakes, and was preaching with them. Don't worry, you can hear my voice. And he was putting his hand inside those snakes and one bit him. He died. But listen to me, Paul, he was not planning to. He was just packing firewood. Are you following what I'm saying? And it just happened. He didn't even care. He just shook the snake off. He forgot that his snake bit him. He was not aware. Because the life of God has flown so much in him. Are you following what I'm saying? The life of God. He had allowed the life of God flow so much in him. Hallelujah. The life of God had flown so much in him. Formation of Christ. Because Paul began to speak to the church in Galatians. Now, Galatians 4:19. Hallelujah. Galatians 4:19. Thank you, Jesus. Galatians 4:19. My little children, of whom I travail in birth again, until Christ be formed in you. Praise God. Listen to me, there's a forming process of Christ. As Christ formed from within, you know what? And we allow him form to a point that Christ becomes so resident in us. Are you following? The life of Christ functions to a believer. But how does a believer allow this function? I told you first, he allows the word of God function in him when the Holy Spirit works from within. But listen to me, the outworkings now. Many times when Christ wants to form through a believer's life, are you following? That it's seen physically through him now. It's not just magic. Are you following what I'm saying? I say you permit the Holy Ghost. You yield. Yielding is you let go. Yielding is like, I come to Morgan now. And you know what? And Morgan tells me, follow me. And I believe Morgan. And you know what? I yield to his will. And I just fall on him. And he grabs me. Are you following? But many times, some people will try to hold. Because they are not sure. If I yield to God, if I yield to the Holy Spirit, he may take control. Rehad Bonke was sharing one time how he was preaching in a meeting. And as he was preaching, after the meeting, a German came and met him and said, "Renard, you know we're not deaf, you know." He said, "You should preach with..." He's preaching anyhow. He's not preaching with gentility. And Renard Bonke apologized and said he's sorry. And he went back to preach the next time. And he was preaching gentle, very gentle. And said, "If you want to know Jesus..." Now, that's not his pattern. Are you following what I'm saying? Because the way the Holy Ghost flows through him was different. And he preached so gentle, and people did not get healed. People did not get born again. And he went back to God and he was asking God. God told him that gentility is not the fruit of the Spirit. Are you following what I'm saying? God just... Because his pattern was flow, yield to God. Yield to God. Romans 8:26. Blessed Father, we give you praise. Romans 8:26. Quickly. Media guys. Romans 8:26. Okay, I'll read it from here. It said, "Likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God." Now let's quickly read Isaiah 28:11. Thank you, blessed Jesus. Isaiah 28:11. Okay. "For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to these people, to whom he said, 'This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing,' yet they will not hear." Why did I read all these scriptures? Now listen to me. I said something. I told you that the Lord desires to transform a believer from within and transform a believer from without. But there was a travail Paul began to reveal to the church, that he said he travails until Christ be formed in them. The way Christ is crystallized in the life of the outward walking of Christ, where a believer begins to cry and ask God for a walking and a furnishing of his Spirit and his will and his life in believer's life, is many times through the agency of prayer. Are we following? As you travail. So in Romans 26 that I read, Paul began to write, share with us a scripture there of how the Holy Ghost helps a believer to pray. Are you following? He helps a believer to begin to pray and ask for the will of God for that believer to function in his life. Are you following? In Colossians 1:9, now I didn't read that scripture, but you see Paul began to speak to the Colossian church, and he said he's praying that the will of God, they may know the will of God. Are you following what I'm saying? That the will of God be revealed to them. The workings of God's Spirit all through their life will permit their being. Are you following what I'm saying? So, as we spend time praying and allowing the Holy Ghost function, because one of the best ways we allow the Holy Ghost function through us is by praying the Spirit. Are you following what I'm saying? It's by praying in the Holy Ghost. Because as we pray in the Holy Ghost, what happens is this. We yield our mouths, our vessels, for him to function through. Are you following? So he begins to pray the will of God. That's what I read in Romans 8:26. "For we know not what to pray for, how we ought to pray. But the Spirit maketh intercession for us with groanings." There are intercessions. He prays for us with groanings, words which cannot be uttered. There are things about your destiny that are too big for you. Are you following? There are things that some challenges may meet in life that, you know what? The Holy Ghost sees ahead of us, and he begins to pray them. Are you following what I'm saying? And in praying them, you find out that you generate energy from within, and you find out that there's a transformation process that begins to go through your whole being. Are we following? Now, the final scripture. Please rise to your feet. I'll lead us to just pray some directness into our life. James 3, 2. James chapter 3. Verse 2. if you find it, I'll prefer someone to read it for us. Please, can we get an extra mic? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Precious saints of God, please listen to this. Please, please, please listen to this. This is a very important part of what I've been sharing since. Very important. Because I pray that the Lord opens your eyes to see something here. I pray that the Lord opens. Are you following me? I pray that the Lord opens. Lord, I ask you, Lord. Lord, I ask you, blessed Father. Help us tonight, Lord. Help us see an amazing working of your Spirit. Help us see an amazing working of your Spirit. Lord, we ask you tonight. Hallelujah. Just reduce the sound a little and listen. Please listen to me. Please just listen. Follow this scripture carefully. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man. Listen. James was saying here that if a man does not offend in word, that man is a perfect man. He said, if a man does not offend in word, he said that man has reached a state. When he talks about perfection here, he said that man has reached a state of maturity. Are you following? Please listen. He said, and able also to brittle the whole body. Are you following this scripture? He said, if that man does not offend in his words, he's a perfect man. He's matured, a matured man. He's a matured believer. He's allowed Christ to function through him. And he can control his whole body. He said, behold, we put bits in the mouth, in the horse's mouth. That's the bridura, right? To control the direction it moves. Please pay attention to this. There's something here I want you to see as we pray. That they may obey us. He said, and we turn about their whole body. That means the bridle is in the horse's mouth. Are you following? If the horse is moving like this, if a man pulls it this way, it will turn this way. If he pulls it this way, it will turn this way. Are you following? Are you seeing the picture? Now see. He said, behold also the sheep, which though they be so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm. And whichever the governor listed. When you see a big ship, all what the governor needs to do now, or the captain that steers the ship, as he turns the steering, the wheel, there's a little rudder behind most ship, big. The moment they turn, if it turns like this, it turns the direction of the ship. As big as a ship is, it's a little thing that controls it, that orders its direction. Follow me. Verse 5. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasted great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. Go to verse 8. But the tongue can no man can tame the tongue. Kaya. It is unruly, evil, full of deceitful poison. He said, no man can tame it. But let me show you something. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2. Thank you, Jesus. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2. From verse 3. Let me start from verse 2. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of fire, of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues, like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. Listen to me. No man can tame the tongue, but the Holy Ghost can. I said, no man can tame the tongue, but the Holy Ghost can. Because the Holy Ghost comes with a superior tongue, fire. So, when the Holy Ghost, this is what the Holy Ghost seeks to do. Are you following me? And this is what the Holy Ghost seeks to do tonight. That if you can learn to yield your members, learn to yield yourself to God in the place of prayer. Listen to me. The Holy Ghost, the way the tongue directs the life. The Bible says that the tongue controls the body. Are you following what I'm saying? Because that's why the Bible says, out of our mouth, what? Flows what? God, help me. Scriptures are mixing up in me. He said, out of the abundance of the... Not the abundance of the heart. Sorry, Lord, help me. With your words, God condemned. With your words, God blessed. Then he said, for out of the power of life and death. That's the scripture. The power of life and death lies in the tongue, hearing. Listen to me. The moment you allow the Holy Ghost take hold of your tongue, fire. The moment we allow the Holy Ghost take over, when the fire of God, the presence of the Holy Ghost, the life of God, you allow it. This is why I read Romans 8:26. Many of you do not know why. Because the will of God for your life is ahead of you. The will of God means the plan of God. What God plans. That's why the Bible says, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So the will be done in your life the way it is in heaven. So the Holy Ghost takes over. Are you following? In the place of prayer, the things you are supposed to be, precious. The plans of God for every step of your life, every way, Ken. The things God has planned according to His will. Listen to me. The moment you yield in the place of prayer and you begin to pray, Rakatana Makondo Shekeli Baba. What you are doing is the Holy Ghost is interceding. He has gone ahead because He has been there before. So He sees ahead and He comes back to tell you, this is it. Let me pray it through you. Let me pray the blessings of God. Let me pray the plans of God for your life. Let me form Christ in you. So as you are praying, you don't know. He's taking over because He's controlling your destiny. Like the ruler in a ship. He's controlling your destiny. He's ordering your steps. Are you following me? So He's controlling. He's taking over. He's praying. And things are falling in place. So the Bible begins to say, the lines are falling from in pleasant places. He tells you to say, you know what? Because the Holy Ghost is the one. He's taking over. In James, if He takes over your tongue, as you submit your mouth to Him in the place of prayer, especially through praying in the Spirit. Listen to me. Your destiny ahead of you. The Lord forms everything. Your character begins to transform. Because you know, you do not just speak anyhow. In Psalm 39, the Bible says, as I muse, the fire burned within me, and I speak ye with my mouth. So Jesus came and they were tempting Him. He just kept quiet. He had let the Holy Spirit to take over His mouth. Are you following what I'm saying? So they said, what should we do to this woman? He did not say anything. He just wrote on the ground. And suddenly the Holy Ghost just spoke through him. And he said, he who is without sin, cast the first stone. Because the moment you allow the Holy Ghost to take over your mouth, praying in tongues is not just something you speak. Are you following what I'm saying? As you pray in tongues, Christ is formed in you. When you pray with that revelation, when you pray with that awareness, that as I pray in the Spirit, the Holy Ghost is going ahead of me. He's praying the will of God for my life. He's interceding for me. Because when you pray in tongues, you're not the one only praying. The Holy Ghost is praying through your voice. This is why the Bible says, they prayed as He gave them utterance. As He gives utterance, He gives, He says, this is what you should pray. Pray. So He allows you to pray. So you are praying. You do not know because the living waters are flowing from within you. So you are praying. As you are praying, things are flowing. Rivers are flowing from within you. Are you following what I'm saying? So rivers are flowing because He's pouring them forth. Go ahead and begin to pray in other tongues. Just go ahead and begin to pray in other tongues. Makondo rapata la gada barabada balabagada. Rendo sunna baha, makete le ba 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 ba, rekete le ba 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 ba, ropa kata ba ha shakara ba ba ba. baba rendo ba takata la baba 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 rakata la 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 baba shaka la baba baba maroto koto kala baba baba reketele baba baba rapa shaka la baba 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 raba la baba baba reketele baba baba lempa soko to la baba baba reketele baba 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 mande kato ba hashika la baba. Go ahead and pray. Rito Shekabala Baba 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 Lendo Suprena Baba 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 Baba. Kaya Sheketele Baba 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 Rete Ketele Baba 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 Ratataka Bayakata Bala Rabataka Baba Shaka Balagada Ratata Bashaka Bala Rada Ratata Bayakata Bala 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 Ratata Baba Baba Shaka Bala Bala Ratata Baba Baba Shaka Bala Rada Rekele Bala 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've shared this story before. I want to share this story as I allow us to pray. Listen to me, I want us to pray. Are you following? You pray until something breaks forth in you. Are you following? The Lord just reminded me of that vision again. Listen to me. As you pray, let me share this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please listen to me. Some years ago, the first time I had Peter Tan sharing that he prayed in tongues for 48 hours. Please listen to me. Okay? Sharing this does not add anything to my life. Are you following what I'm saying? I'm sharing it. I want to help somebody. That's why I just brought it up. The first time I had Peter Tan, he shared, he said he prayed in tongues for 48 hours. That's 2 days. When he gets thirsty, he'll just go and take water and sip and continue praying. Shabalababa. He feels like going to the toilet, he goes to urinate. Are you following? He prayed in tongues for 48 hours. I told my friend that, I told Apostle, I said, "Hey, Baba," I said, "Sir, I really want to try something." You know why I'm saying this? Because I want to allow you. Let loose. Are you following? Tonight is not a night where the only people where I'll call now are the people that are not filled with the Holy Ghost. You know you don't pray in tongues. You're not filled with the Holy Ghost. Please just come to the front. Because people may be praying in tongues and you desire it, okay? You know you don't pray in tongues. You really desire it. You really want to pray in the Spirit, okay? I didn't do a teaching on baptism of the Holy Spirit, but you do not pray in tongues. You hear people praying in tongues and all that, but you really desire it. Hallelujah. Just... lower the music a little. So, I went to a hotel, NITT. As a matter of fact, Apostle said he wants to sow a seed and give me then, let me pay for the hotel bill. And I said I wanted to just try 24 hours in tongues. And I locked myself, Kaya, Shakala, Baba, Baba. I locked myself inside, precious name. You know you do not pray in tongues. Now listen to me. I do not have time. I did not teach intensive on baptism of the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues. But listen to me, it's a gift for all. Please, can you just give me 5 minutes to just show them so that... 5 minutes. Okay, I may not need to open scripture, but projector, I wish it was up. Mark 16:17. Jesus Christ said something. He said, and these signs will follow them that believe. He said, in my name they'll cast out devils. In my name they'll heal the sick. In my name they will speak with new tongues. Jesus Christ gave that. Are you following? Okay? Jesus Christ gave that as a blessing to a believer. Listen to me. I came from an Orthodox background. And the background I came from, we believe speaking in tongues was for some people. Now, some of my pastors had problem with speaking in tongues. The reason was, they said, speaking in tongues is a gift for some people. I understand why. Some people, they had tried to receive and they did not receive. Are you following? So, because they did not receive, they felt, this is not for everybody. But question, let me answer some quick questions. On the day of Pentecost, the Bible says 120 people were there. The Bible says they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and they began to speak. All of them. If God planned it for some people, why did all of them get filled? All of them. The Bible said they were all filled. All. If God planned it for some people, why did all of them get filled? Are you following? So, it's a gift for the children of God. Just like salvation. But it does not mean if you don't speak in tongues, you're not going to go to heaven. But there are some blessings. Like now, see what we are praying about. But you may not partake of it. It's not hard. It's not something they teach you. It's an impartation that comes from the Spirit. How? The Bible is saying that Acts 2. Help me. Venga, help me. Acts 2:4. Please, I just want to read this so that they can get blessed too, okay? And partake with us. Acts 2. Please help us with.
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
Did some of them get filled? All of them. All of you here. All of you. See, God loves you so much. In Luke 11, the Bible said, Jesus Christ was asking the Pharisees something. And he said, if your earthly fathers know how to give you good gifts, I don't have time. I would have read that scripture. Venga, 1 minute. You continue there. Please be patient with me, okay? I want to help them so that they can get blessed with what we want to do tonight. Just quickly. Please listen to me. This is from the Bible. Luke 11. You can go and read it later. Luke 11 from verse 10. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth. To him that knocketh, it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Sweetheart, please let me ask you. If you ask your father for bread, will he give you stone? Whose father, if you go and ask your father for bread, will give you stone? Is there anybody that his father can do that? No. So, hear what Jesus said. Jesus Christ now said that, or if you ask for a fish, will give him a serpent. And said, or if you ask for egg, we'll offer him a scorpion. He said, if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your father and to your children. He was telling the Jews that if none of you will give your children stone if they ask for bread, or give them scorpion if they ask you for egg, then he said, how much more your heavenly father will give the Holy Spirit to them that ask? It's all about asking. Jesus Christ has paid the price. That's why he died on the cross. One of the reasons. As he died, he got the promise of the Holy Ghost. It's a gift. Is a gift to make us children of God and make us experience the transformation power of God, to make us become heirs of his kingdom. Are you following? So what do you need to do? Just ask him in faith. And the moment you ask him in faith, then this will happen.
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak in other tongues as the Holy Ghost gave them utterance.
As we begin to pray, listen to me. My friend, one guy, he came, he's a bad boy, he just got born again in the meeting. As he got born again, here and then, he began to speak in other tongues. He got filled. He got filled before even us that were born again. You know why? Because the Lord does not look at the color of your skin. You know what the Lord looks at? He looks at the blood Jesus Christ paid. So he sees the blood. He said, this is my son. This is my son. What are they asking for? And Jesus tells the Father, he says, Father, they're asking for the Holy Spirit, which you gave me as a gift to give them. And it's the spirit of sonship. And suddenly the Lord begins to release it upon people. Are you following? And suddenly the Bible said they were all filled, and they began, because from within they were filled. And They felt like speaking out in an unknown tongue. And you know, they said, we released it. And they began to speak. Are you following what I'm saying? They released themselves and they began to speak in other tongues. It will come. You feel like speaking an unknown tongue. The Holy Spirit will take over your tongue. You feel like your tongue wanting to speak. It's Him. Are you following? It's Him, and you let it loose. And you know, release it and allow Him. And you will find yourself speaking in other tongues. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you following? Pastor Gideon. Sir, please. The rest of us, I was sharing a story with you and I said, and I entered the room and I locked myself. We'll begin to pray shortly and I'll ask us then, they'll begin to pray for you. And as I went there, I locked myself and I began to pray. Truly, I was wondering if I would reach 24 hours. My plan was to reach 24 hours. And I began to pray gradually. I have one big juice. When I get tired small and water, I'll just sip small. And listen to me. When you begin to pray in tongues, I began to see realms. Fire. I began to see realms. And I found myself praying for a senator. I saw her in a vision. She was having a kidney problem. The Lord will just open you up. Because Peter Tan said when he finished praying for 48 hours, when he entered this realm, he will be seeing human beings, he will be seeing angels. Listen to me, because when you allow the Holy Ghost burst forth through you, listen to me, it's a prayer language that allows you connect to heaven. Paul Enenche says you begin to speak interterrestrial ballistic missiles. You release interterrestrial ballistic missiles. You begin to speak the language of heaven. Are you following? It's the language of heaven. Listen to me, the apostles spoke in it. I hope you know Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ, spoke in tongues. Acts 1:14. You begin to speak in that language of the Spirit and your life begins to transform. Hallelujah. So precious saints, can we just begin to pray? This brethren will begin to pray for you. This great man of God will begin to pray for you. They will join faith with you. And as they ask you to receive and pray, the remaining of us just go ahead and pray in other tongues. Pray. Pray. Rendo koshinda baha. Bakondo sinda baha. Reketele baba baba baba. Le basunda rainda ha, le tato sokariada bababa, le tato baragada lava koshita le bababa, le posto ke le bababa, la baragada lava bababa bababa, rakata kashaka palagada, rekete le bababa, baranda soldo baha, le posunda ra, la lava koto koshita baha, baroto sute le bababa. Leketele baba baba baba, rakata la baba baba baba. Rapa la 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 Hallelujah. My God. I feel like fire. I seen the spirit, like I sense the way you tear a cloth. Are you following? See, listen to me. Please listen to me. Just a moment, okay? Just quickly, we're rounding up now. The way you tear a cloth. The way you tear a cloth. You know what I mean by tear a cloth? The Lord is going to tear somebody's spirit like that now. I'm telling you. Are you following what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying? Is a tearing, the outer man opens up like a release of your spirit. The Holy Ghost. A release of from within. A tearing. A tearing. A tearing. Kaya. Kaya. My God. Shata pato kotoba inde saha. Lengros ide zulaha. Bavrunde koshikti bahu. Bronvilendo sukrida. Lindo saide. Bavrunde izulanda koshindo baha. Pretusa ila. Praton shigendo. Rakanda u. Beluvra ida. Zule lundo porotongia kata. Lekoto baya lagendo sugida. Pretusa a. Pratesu kedanda ha. Jole duze levelon gondo gondo. Mego logo dobo logo logo di balagada. Legede. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. Wow, wow. God is pouring oil upon some people now. Blessed Jesus. God is pouring oil upon some people now. The angels of God are going with vials, vials of oil. Oil poured upon some people. Aha. Oil upon some people. Oil. Oil. It's an anointing. God is releasing it upon some people. God is releasing it upon some people. The angels of God. The angels of God are the ones moving around. Ha ha. Aha. I'm telling you. It's oil. 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 I'm sensing it flow plenty. Wow. Oil, oil is the release of grace. Kaya la rose, jule lambon zinde gaduza ila rito sika parifineto jule. Ha ha, a new level of tongues. A new level of tongues. There are people that your tongues will change. Listen to me, your tongues will change. It's a new level of tongues. Deep tongues by the Spirit of God. Deep, deep, yes. Yes, the Lord is finding some of them out. Deep level of tongues. Deep. Deep level of tongues. Deep level is like a fountain broken. I'm telling you. Ha 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 ha. Kayalia Diende Sula Taride Zida Dere Revoko Yakaye Angels, Angels Letu Bilendo Borite Itatonia Nagieto Monosombrine Ruse Legondo Rita Kashike Lemokoto Angels, Angels, Angels. Deliverance, deliverance upon people right now. Angels, Ruse Ketele Bokoyoto me. Angels, divers, divers. Rossi Ketoba Iketo, Luto Vilete Golo, Yetu Marieto Kuto, Jule, 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 Mayagalaga Loko Bogoyo. Ushers, help me bring them. Ushers, help me bring them. Angels are removing things from people now. Angels, angels, I see them, divers. Aha. Strongholds have been broken now, 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 now. Baruse, Zulege, Lego, Zunema, Zulege, Zuba, Nagiado, Vieto, Zulaga, Isolo, Bele. Angels, angels, angels. Wow, I thought of judgment, thought of judgment. Out of them, every one of you, devils, leave them now. Now, check out of them now, 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 now. Over that family, I lift up that banner and remove that evil cloud. That evil cloud, I remove it. Yellow Costica. Shake up. Okay, there's somebody with a very sharp pain on your head, like a migraine. It's almost as if it's a sword. Like an arrow there. On your forehead, are you following? Kai! Blessed Holy Ghost. Blessed Holy Ghost. Blessed Holy Ghost. But the Bible says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. 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 Kata kotobo yogodobo lobogode. Just leave him there. Leave him there. Just leave them. Hallelujah. Quickly. Kaya. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, many of you, there's a mighty deliverance. I'm telling you. Mighty, I'm telling you. Because angels began to move with speed. Pa 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 pa. Hallelujah. The Lord is going to release fire upon some families. Listen to me. Because the guy I told you in the maze, Kaya, that because I spoke to that being, is a man. I think the man must, whether a native doctor or something, stood like a charlatan. Stand and stood like another. The guy was running in circles in the maze. Underground maze, then there was another level of maze. Like rooms. Imagine rooms, plenty rooms. No door, you are just running. So if he finds his way out of that one, he's entering another level. Oh my God. Just lift up your hands. Quickly, this is the last prayer point I'll pray, okay, for time's sake. My God. Every Pharaoh, everything that represents anything like Pharaoh, in your family, parasoketebado, piendo shitaba, rito sakita baha, prekosilan, diando shikando, karendo sulendaha, lakataya. Let the fire of God, the fire of God, the fire of God, let the fire of God burn everything that is not of God, every Pharaoh, every, let the fire of God, let the fire of God, fire rapashete baha. That everyone running in circles, by the power of God's Holy Spirit, I speak forth and I cause that let light shine. Let the door open. Let the door open now. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Please, you can put your hands down. Hallelujah. Please, just a moment, okay? Please, if you've not made Jesus your Lord, the Holy Spirit cannot even find expression in your life. You know your life, one leg is inside Christ, one, you're still struggling. Listen to me. I used to stop people from going to church. My friends will be going for fellowship. I'll stop them. I'll say, guy, forget that thing. I'll pull them. I'm telling you, one day, when I encountered the person of the Holy Ghost, my life changed. When I walked into my house, my mom looked at me and said, something is wrong. What's wrong? You're looking different. I don't know what she saw. Listen to me. I asked God sincerely and I asked Him, Lord, change my life. I really wanted a change. And listen to me. The Holy Ghost stepped into my life. And since then, my life has never remained the same. I want to lead you to know Jesus. You made Jesus Lord of your life at some point in time, but you found yourself doing many things and you are struggling trying to come out of it. It's difficult. Quickly come. There's grace available for you. Hallelujah. Quickly come. You want Jesus to be Lord of your life? Quickly march to the front. Quickly march to the front. As the Holy Spirit speaks to your heart, quickly march to the front. We are waiting for you. God bless you. God bless you. Quickly come to the front. Hallelujah. God bless you. Just come. Come. I know you are there. Are you following me? Come. I know you are there. You were just about to step out and you began to feel, I've done this many times. I've tried. And this, the devil began to speak to your mind and make you feel like you will come out. This thing will not help you. Please come. Hallelujah. Please come. Please come. Hallelujah. God bless you. All right, precious saints, please stretch forth your hands to these ones. Listen to me. Let me tell you the truth. All what God needs from you is sincerity. Are you following? You pray sincere prayer from your heart. Are you following? To know Jesus. See, Jesus, there's none that He will cast away. Are you following what I'm saying? Okay, guys, don't worry. There's grace available for you. Are you hearing, my friend? You get. There's grace available for you. Are you understanding? Just hold on to God and trust Him. Do you get what I'm saying? Please just pray this prayer simply with me, okay? It's a simple prayer. Listen to me. It's not a difficult prayer. You ask God, Lord, help me. This is what I said in my room. I just knelt down and said, Jesus, come into my life. Listen to me. As I prayed this sincerely, a new me came forth. Since then, many years now, the Lord helps us. We keep growing. Are you following what I'm saying? So just ask the Lord, just say, dear Lord Jesus, thank you, you died for me. You died for my sins. I receive salvation. And forgiveness from sins. In the blessed name of Jesus. Father, I pray for these ones. I ask that, Lord, you establish them in your works. You establish them in your word. Bless them and keep them by the power of your spirit. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Believe you have been blessed by this message. For additional information, you can visit us on Facebook on www.facebook.com/koinonia Trinity Network International. or follow us on Twitter, www.twitter.com/koinonia_ENI. You can also download our messages on www.forshared.com. Security Network International, duplicating the fullness of God's life and rest.